Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. We are in the Barnes Committee Room, 124 of the Alaska State Capitol Building. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:45 p.m. Today, we have a full committee present: Representative Craig Johnson, Representative McKay, Representative Vance, Representative Summerner, Representative Stutes, Representative Mina, and myself, Chair McCabe. The staff assisting us today are Recording Secretary Linda Jensen, Moderator Susan Quigley, and Angela Steffel, my committee aide. Thank you all for your service today. We have two items on today's agenda, HB 282 and SB 129. So first up, House Bill 282, sponsored by House Rules at the request of the governor. This is the bill's second hearing. The department has responded to questions posed at the last meeting, and the response letter is in your bill packet. Hopefully you all did your homework. Mm-hmm. Today we'll take public testimony, and then I'll look to the will of the committee on this bill. From the department, we have Rachel Longacre, Chief Operations Division of Mining, Land, and Water. And do we have any questions for the department about the response or any other questions on 282? Representative Mina.
Thank you, Chair McCabe. I have questions for DOT and DEED, if any of them happen to be on the line.
And we do have somebody from DOT, I believe. That would be Heather O'Clary, is that right? So, Heather, if you're on the line, Representative Mina has a question for you. So let's make sure you're there first. So. Hello, Heather.
Good afternoon, Chair. Yes, Heather Akarai. I am the statewide right-of-way and realty chief for Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Awesome. So Representative Mina has a question for the DOT.
Thank you, Chair McCabe. Through the chair, for DOT, I would love to learn more about the experience the DOT has with land disposal and how this bill would help streamline your efforts.
Thank you for the question. For the record, Heather Akarai, DOT, I am statewide right-of-way chief. Representative Mina, through the chair, DOT has quite a lot of experience with regard to disposals. I'm not sure what you're looking for here. We have different independent authorities for highways, airports, and facilities.
May I ask a follow-up?
Follow-up.
Thank you, Chair McCabe. Through the chair, what background does DOT have in land disposals just related to commercial development, knowing that's a new provision that this bill would enact?
Representative Mina, through the chair, for the record, Heather Akarai, statewide right-of-way chief for Department of Transportation. It's a little bit difficult to answer. Our facilities aren't necessarily geared toward commercial use. They're geared toward our transportation uses. So we dispose of property when they become excess to our needs.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? So seeing no further questions, I'm going to open public testimony on House Bill 282, and testifiers will be given 2 minutes for their remarks. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? No? How about online? Anyone online wishing to testify? I don't see anyone. So seeing no one, wait, hold on, we're populating a list here. Let's take a brief at ease if we can. That's all questions. On the record, so seeing no online public testimony, is there anyone else wishing to testify? Okay, seeing none, I'll close public testimony. And anyone wishing to offer testimony on this bill that was unable or to call in or be present today, you can send your written testimony to the committee by emailing it to house.transportation@akleg.gov. And Ms. Longacre, would you like to make any additional comments to the committee?
For the record, Rachel Longacre, through the chair, no, I do not. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I guess I'm going to look to the will of the committee. If nobody has any amendments that they think they're going to offer, perhaps we could move the bill today in the interest of getting it moving. Nobody? Okay, Vice Chair Vance, may I have a motion, please?
Chair McCabe, I move House Bill 282, Work Order 33-GH2634/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Okay, seeing no objection, HB 282 is moved from the House Transportation Committee. Ms. Steffel will bring around the committee report for members, and we'll take a short at ease while she does that. Thank you, Rachel. Item on our agenda is ISB 129, an act naming the Matt Glover Bike Path, sponsored by Senator Myers. We will be given an introduction of the bill by Senator Myers and go through a sectional analysis of the bill, take invited and public testimony, and then take any committee questions. And again, I will look to the committee, the will of the committee on moving this bill out of the committee. So before we begin, do any committee members have any questions? Representative Sumner.
I guess through the chair, Mr. Chair, to the bill sponsors, or perhaps anything else in Fairbanks that we could take this opportunity to also name after somebody?
For the record, Robert Myers, Senator for District Q. Through the chair, Representative Sumner, I think that each of those should perhaps swim on their own merits. So I'd rather take them one at a time. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, so seeing no intelligent questions, Senator Myers, welcome. Please place your name on the record and tell us about the bill.
Thank you, Chair McCabe, members of the House Transportation Committee. For the record, Robert Myers, Senator for District Q. With me today, I've got my legislative aide, Teresa Wolstad. Currently, Department of Transportation is building a paved bicycle and pedestrian path starting near the intersection of the Airport Way and Richardson Highway in Fairbanks and moving down the Richardson Highway down to Badger Road, roughly 5 or 6 miles long. The project will connect the two already existing sets of bike paths between Fairbanks and North Pole and allow for a continuous bike path between the two cities for the first time. The project is scheduled to be completed later this fall. SB 129 would name this new bike path after Matt Glover, who was a longtime member of the Fairbanks Cycling Club. Matt impressed and inspired many with his dedication to biking and his friendly nature. He was a regular participant in many interior cycling races and events, such as the Ninanarama, the Tanana River Challenge, the Brown Leaf Classic, Tour of Fairbanks, and the Chena Hot Springs Bicycle Classic. He insisted that driving to a bike race was ridiculous, so he would ride his bike the additional 25 miles to and from the group rides and races. Keep in mind, if you're going to be doing the Ninana run, then that's about another 60 miles on top of that. And then have to, of course, bike home back to North Pole. And so while Mr. Glover was a North Pole resident, he worked in Fairbanks as an engineer for the Wasco Railroad and would bike to work whenever possible, even in the middle of winter. I've done a little bit of that myself. It is possible. It is not fun. He continued to inspire his fellow cyclists on his daily commute from North Pole to Fairbanks. Tragically, Mr. Glover passed away in October of 2022 after being struck by a car on the highway on his way to work. He was kind, caring, fun to be around. His fellow cyclist described himself as a monster rider. I agree with that assessment. With a smile that was absolutely contagious. Naming this new bike path after him would be a fitting tribute to a man who was so connected to cycling in the Fairbanks area, Mr. Chair. With that, I'm happy to take any questions, or we can turn the presentation over to my aide, Ms. Wolstad, for the short sectional.
Representative Stutz has a question, Senator Myers.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. maybe I'm confused, or maybe I had a dream, but didn't they just have a big celebration up in Fairbanks naming this path after him?
Through the chair, Representative Stutes, no.
What did I hear? I thought I don't know where I got that idea, but I thought I saw a big celebration up there naming the bike path already. Okay. I must have been my women's intuition, knowing this bill's going to pass.
Through the chair, Representative Stutes, I will take your optimism. We introduced the bill last year at the request of the Fairbanks Cycle Club and the request of his family, but no, we haven't named it yet. As I mentioned, the path is currently under construction. Should be completed later this year. So.
Thank you for that.
Representative Vance.
Thank you, through the chair, Senator Meyer. I'm just, for clarification, I see no fiscal note, and I'm assuming that the project already has a cost for signage, and this would just be naming it. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Vance. So because the project is currently under construction, if we pass the bill this year, and it takes effect before the project is complete, they can roll those costs together for signage into the current project. If we had to pass this next year, there would be a cost.
Thank you.
Thanks. So seeing no other questions from the committees, perhaps Ms. Wolstead would like to run through the sectional real quick for us. So please place your name on the record and begin your astute analysis of the of the sectional.
Thank you, Chair McCabe and fellow committee members. For the record, my name is Teresa Wolstead, legislative aide to Senator Myers. So Section 1 establishes that the intent of the legislature is that the DOT shall create and erect signage dedicating the bike path built in Fairbanks between Airport Way and Badger Road during a future project. Section 2 is establishing that that bike path shall be named the Matt Glover Bike Path. And there's only two sections of this bill.
Very good. Thank you. So any additional questions based on that lengthy and full-bodied analysis of this section? Representative Mina.
Thank you, Chair McCabe. Through the chair, just a comment. I was reading through so many of the different letters of support and learning more about about Mr. Glover and his life, and it is heartbreaking to hear about his passing, and I hope that this helps shift the culture for drivers around the area about being mindful of pedestrians.
Thank you. So if there's no other questions, I believe that you have scheduled some invited testimony for us. On Teams, we have Eric Troyer, who is the president of the Fairbanks Cycle Club, and Ariana Glover, who is the late Matt Glover's widow. And we also have a Phantom Andy Mills, special assistant to the commissioner, running between two hearings in different rooms, so he will be in and out. And if he shows up back here and you have questions for the DOT, we'll save those till then. So for invited testimony, Mr. Troyer, can you place yourself on the record and begin your testimony, please?
Yes. My name is Eric Troyer, president of the Fairbanks Cycle Club. The Cycle Club strongly supports naming the new bike pedestrian path between Airport Way and Badger Road after Matt Glover. Matt was a huge part of the cycling community and one of the most avid cyclists in the Fairbanks North Pole area. His dedication to cycling was inspiring. As Senator Myers pointed out, Matt commuted by bike even though he lived in North Pole and worked in Fairbanks. That is a very hefty commute, and weather rarely deterred him, which was very impressive. Even more inspirational was that he would often cycle from home to organize rides in Fairbanks, participate in the rides, and then cycle back home. He even did this for the Nananarama, which is a very challenging 100-mile ride. Just very impressive as a rider. Besides the Nananarama, Matt participated in many local rides, including the Chena Hot Springs Bicycle Classic, the Tour of Fairbanks, the Brownleaf Classic Series, the Tanana River Challenge, Scum Rides, and the annual Women on Wheels Butterfly Ride. Besides his cycling achievements, Matt was well-liked by so many. He was kind, caring, quiet, a good listener, and fun to be around. As one admirer said, his smile was absolutely contagious. Here are a few other comments from his admirers. He was always nice and would joke with you and just the type of person who would help you if you were ever in need. He gave me inspiration to ride on those cold days when I didn't want to. He was the strongest man I'd ever seen. Rain, snow, hot, cold, the man was a monster rider. I was always amazed at how fast he rode in all conditions. So the Fairbanks Cycle Club feels it is very appropriate to name this new bike pedestrian path after Matt, especially one between Fairbanks and North Pole. Such a path will make cycling safer, and we hope naming it after Matt will inspire people to cycle more for many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Troyer. We appreciate it. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Troyer? Okay, seeing no further questions for him, our next testifier is Ariana Glover, the late Matt Glover's widow. Ms. Glover, first, please accept our condolences. I know it's been a little while, but Matt sounded like an amazing human. And we're happy that that this is being brought forward. So, Ms. Glover, please place yourself on the record and begin your invited testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Ariane Glover. I'm a resident of North Pole, the wife of Matthew Howard Glover. And I'm here today speaking on behalf of myself. When I think of bike paths in Alaska, that are
Ms. Glover, we're gonna stop you for a minute. We're gonna stop you for just a minute and let the LIO get rid of the
of an afternoon ride. A safe path where I did not have to worry about speeding or distracted drivers. Or motorists encroaching in the lane. As you know, my husband wasn't a governor, as Tony Knowles was, and he wasn't appointed by a governor to lead the Trails and Recreation Board, as many people. Well, I think it's important to remember and honor those who have played a role in our history and who have shaped our future. I also think it's important to remember those that are part of our present, too.
Thank you.
To see my
chair and members of the committee, my name is Marianne Glover. I'm a resident of North Pole.
For over 20 years, I've worked for North Pole to Fairbanks on his pink steel frame road bike and his green steel frame Surly touring bike, respectively dubbed the Pink Panther and Dr. Frankenstein. By week's end, his commute alone totaled about 120 miles, and he'd often add additional miles to his ride, picking up groceries, picking up the mail, running errands in town. Sometimes he'd stop to fill a growler to fill with cider or stout to bring home to enjoy after dinner later at the start of his weekend. I first met Matt in 2013 through the Fairbanks Area Hiking Club. My first hike was Matt's first hike as well, and he was a noteworthy sight in early May in a Hawaiian shirt, shorts, and five-finger shoes with the individual toes. For the 4th of July picnic with the hiking club, we took a ride as a group, and we rode out Farmer's Loop and up McGrath Hill. Matt commented on my pink bike, like his, and he kept pace with me as I huffed and puffed my way up the hills, having just moved from the Florida flatlands just several months before that. Matt embodied all the things that are unique to Alaskans. Hunting for moose, defending a chipmunk, picking berries to make homemade jam. He was no stranger to the thrift store or the transfer site platform. He marveled at a perfectly good set of L.L. Bean wool bibs that he had got from the transfer site, things that were trash to one and treasure to another. In fact, Matt's first gifts to me were from the transfer site, but I didn't know it at the time. A black North Face windbreaker, and an orange Patagonia sweater, which I still wear on late summer evenings and cool fall days. Matt rode because he loved it, There was no place my husband would have rather been than on two wheels, whether rain, cold, snow, even after fixing more flat tires from road debris than you could ever imagine. He simply fixes flat, debate the benefits of switching to tubeless tires, and get back on the road. He never made excuses for why it would be easier or more convenient to drive. Matt was the kind of person that lived his life by example, through his actions, without saying anything. He never bragged about how many miles he rode, or told others that they should ride their bike more, or that because he biked to work, everyone else should bike to work too. He simply showed up on two wheels, to work, to social events, to hikes, to bikes, to races, and was a quiet reminder of what we all have the ability to do. Sometimes the hardest part is just getting started. But once you're out there on your bike, no matter the weather or the temperature, when you're done, you're always glad you rode. Matt was hit by a passenger truck on the morning of October 13th, 2022. And after his crash, I heard countless stories from individuals who told me they passed him every morning on their commute into work. And they'd smile to themselves, or they'd wave as they drove by. Folks who told me they could tell how early or late for work they were based on where my husband was on the road. Because like clockwork, every morning my husband would rise around 4 a.m., he'd build a fire in the wood stove to keep me warm. He'd pack his lunch and then his bike. And he'd kiss me goodbye before he left. And then push off into the quiet morning to begin his day. Of course, I'd give anything in the world not to be here today to discuss naming a new bike path in memory of my husband. What I really want is for him to come home, to walk through the door, and for me to complain he needs to leave his stinky bike clothes in the garage. But I know that that just isn't possible. But naming this new bike path from Airport Way, Skeese Junction, to Badger Road is. So I ask for your support today in moving SB 129, an act naming the Matt Glover bike path forward. And in his memory, let his name and his rides be an inspiration to others. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Glover. We appreciate hearing about your husband and his amazing life. Anyone have any questions for Ms. Glover? Okay, so at this point, I think we'll open public testimony. I have a couple people online. Ask that those wishing to testify limit their testimony to 2 minutes. Public testimony is now open, so is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify? No? Okay, we'll go online. I have Celia Staples, who is a family relation to Matt, calling in from Kansas City. Ms. Staples, can you hear us? And if you can, go ahead and put your name on the record and begin your testimony. Okay, apparently she is not on, so next, we'll go to Campbell Webb, who I think is in the Fairbanks LIO. Mr. Webb, if you can hear us, please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hello, just checking that you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Yep, thank you. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, my name is Cam Webb, W-E-B-B, and I'm representing myself. I live in North Pole off Badger Road, and sometimes in the summer I'll commute to my work in Fairbanks by bicycle. The only feasible way to get there is by riding on the shoulder of the busy Richardson Highway, which is scary and dangerous. Most times, however, I commute by car. Every now and again, coming home in the afternoon, I would see a lone cyclist cruising down the Richardson towards North Pole, and I'd cheer him on as a fellow bicycle rider. I remember he had a distinctive bike. Then one morning in October 2022, I was heading into work and was joining the Richardson at the Badger Road intersection. As I reached the top of the on-ramp, I saw flashing police lights and the aftermath of an accident. Then I saw a crumpled bicycle and recognized it as the bike of that same North Pole rider. My heart sank, and I almost had to pull over to deal with my emotions. I didn't know it at the time, but the writer was Matt Glover. Since then, I've learned a lot about Matt and of how much of an inspiration he was to the cycling community in Fairbanks and to all who knew him. Later on, I found out about the proposed bike path along the Richardson, starting at exactly the spot where Matt was hit. I think it's really appropriate for the path to be named after Matt Glover as a memorial and tribute to him and to bicycle commuting in general, and also as a sad reminder to all of us, drivers and cyclists alike, to be extra careful when bicycles are around motor vehicles. Personally, I'll be very grateful for this alternative way to get to Fairbanks when I'm cycling. I'd like to thank the Department of Transport, Fast Planning in Fairbanks, who proposed this bikeway, and also to federal taxpayers who helped fund DOT work in Alaska. And a special thanks to Senator Myers for sponsoring this bill as a fitting tribute to Matt Glover.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Mr. Webb. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Webb? Okay, next we'll go to Arlene Glover, Matt's mother, calling in from Idaho. Mrs. Glover, if you can hear us, please put your name on the record and begin your testimony. Mrs. Arlene Glover, can you hear us? Okay, so at this point, what I'd like to say is anyone wishing to offer testimony on this bill that was unable to call in or be present today, you can send your written testimony to the committee by emailing it to house.transportation@. And I will say that we have had a number of emails, many emails in support of this bill, so I appreciate all those that have already sent in their testimony. Anyone else online or in the room that wants to give public testimony? Okay, so at this point I'll close public testimony. And I will now look to the will of the committee. Should we set a date for amendments, or are you folks willing to pass it out? Okay. Vice Chair Vance, may I have a motion, please?
Chair McCabe, I move Senate Bill 129, Work Order 33-LS0694/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, seeing no objection, SB 129 is moved from the House Transportation Committee, and I'll take an at ease while Ms. Steffel brings, that concludes our business today, unless there's any questions or comments from the committee. Our next committee meeting will be this Thursday, February 15th, where the committee will hear a presentation from DOT Extreme Weather and Event Response. Seeing no other business before this committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect that the time is 2:15 p.m., and everybody please hang around to sign the bill. Thank you.